Praise the Lord. We're going to receive communion together this morning and pray and believe God for, amen, just marvelous things, particularly for divine health and healing. Amen. Does everybody have a element of communion, the juice and the bread? Okay, right. Well, I'm going to read a couple of healing verses over you today. Hallelujah. When the devil attacks, we launch a counterattack. Amen. So, and what we use is the Word of God. Amen. We have the communion elements, which represent the body of Jesus that was broken for us and the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. Somebody say, that's my victory. Amen. And then we stand on healing promises in the Word of God, like Psalm 91, verse 10, that says this: no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague, somebody say any plague,
any plague,
come near your dwelling. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. I was listening to Charles Capps this past week. He's in heaven now, but I was watching one of his broadcasts, and he said something to the effect of, the Word of God is true no matter what you've experienced. And he said people have to be watchful that they don't allow their experiences to have more faith in their experiences than the Word of God.
Yes.
Somebody say, the Word of God is true.
The Word of God is true.
If the Bible says I'm healed.
If the Bible says I'm healed.
And my body says I'm sick.
And my body says I'm sick.
What is the truth?
What is the truth?
Somebody say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Right?
Woo!
Amen. Now, the fact might be I've got some symptoms, I tested positive, whatever. But how many know it's more important that we test positive for faith?
Yes.
In the Word of God, even if you're in the midst of a battle. That's why the devil wants to shut church down and shut up the body of Christ, right? Because you are the mouthpiece of God on the earth. Amen. Let's say another verse or two. Matthew 9:29. Say this. Well, no, that one's different. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for my transgressions.
But
say
he
that.
He was wounded for my transgressions.
He was bruised for my iniquities.
He was bruised for my iniquities.
The chastisement
of
my peace.
Of my peace.
Was upon him.
Was upon him.
And by his stripes.
And by his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Let's praise him for that today.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank
you,
you
Father,
Jesus.
For your word and for your
Thank
faithfulness
you,
to your word. We praise
Hallelujah.
You for our healing
Psalm
today.
70, verse 16
you,
says
Jesus.
This. Say this out loud. I will go. In the strength of the Lord.
In the strength of the Lord.
My God.
My God.
I make mention of his righteousness.
Of his righteousness.
Of his only.
Of his own.
Somebody say, I belong to him.
I belong to him.
And he is not sick.
Nope. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, right? Jeremiah 33, verse 6 says this: behold, I bring it, health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. That makes me think of the scripture where the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Well, that's how some people say it, but really this is the way to say it. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood,
yes,
the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Well, I'm a witness today that I'm healed.
Yes.
Right? any other witnesses in this room, right?
Amen.
And we're going to stay that way, and we're going to preach that, and we're going to declare that, and we'll lay hands on the sick and see them recover wherever you go, to schools, to your community, to your home, to your businesses, to your families. You declare the healing power of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's open up our communion elements here. A little piece of bread is on top. This is a little, you know, symbol of what Jesus has done for us. How many know Jesus did a huge thing? And this is, the bread here is in the shape of a circle, which reminds us there is no end. There is no end to his covenant, no end to his promises to heal you, deliver
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Prosper you, bless you, keep you well, keep you free. Amen. So somebody to say, thank you, Father.
Thank you,
for
Father.
The body of Jesus.
For the body of Jesus.
That this bread represents. His body was broken so my body could be well.
My body could be well. to be well.
Take just a moment and check your heart for any strife, any unforgiveness, because that will block the healing flow of God in your life. Just say, I forgive, Lord.
Yes, sir.
If there's anyone who I have aught against,
thank you,
I forgive them. I don't care if they're politicians. I don't care if it's an athlete that said they were going to retire and then they changed their mind. I'm just joking. Or a family member. Hallelujah. Somebody just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, that sounds funny, but it's true. People get offended at the silliest things, right? And we shouldn't let it block our blessing. Somebody say, you ain't blocking my blessing, devil.
You're blocking my blessing.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Hallelujah. Let's take the body together. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Now let's open the cup. This grape juice that represents the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for the remission of our sins. Somebody just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for
Lord,
the blood that you shed.
For the blood you
this
shed.
This is my victory.
This is my victory.
Jesus said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of the victory. The cross, the empty tomb, the Holy Ghost, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your prosperity. Somebody just say, I receive it now.
I receive it now.
In Jesus' name. Let's take the cup. Hallelujah. And Father, we receive this as we're drinking this on behalf of anybody in our church that's right now dealing with health issues, that stayed home because of health issues. We bind COVID.
Yes.
We bind the flu.
Yes.
We bind cancers and diabetes and high blood pressures and anything the devil could conjure up to try to steal, kill, and destroy and keep people out. We bind fear that's keeping people out of church this morning. Hallelujah. And offenses. And we release faith for people to rise up and wake up and get up and be in their places with bright, smiling faces, serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll give you all the praise and glory. Somebody shout, amen.
Amen.